Hi, I'm John David Miller, and this is a Wear More Tour and a Wear More Blogcast. Today we're talking about hidden factors of control. Powerful interests in high positions in the conglomerate have a long-standing plan, now accelerated, to consolidate control of all people and their nations through reducing intelligence, undermining health, creating false realities, and perpetrating financial and legal manipulation, debt, staged crises, social chaos, and depopulation, leading to full-spectrum global governance under a high-tech oligarchy. A pyramidal bureaucratic tyranny is being implemented, employing deception, hypnosis, occult symbology, mind control programming, public poisons, staged terror events, weather manipulation, earth changes, surveillance, and sophisticated technology. In the psyche, in society, in business, and in world affairs, there are both known and hidden factors of control that affect us all. The long-term projects of social control are in the realms of economics, psychology, religion, government, history, media, weather, food, health and medicine, as well as technology. Some examples of these projects of social control are debt, fractional reserve banking, trauma, fear, mythology, symbols, mind control, false narratives, geoengineering, climate change, public poisons, and I have a website called publicpoisons.com. I'll show you a picture of that a little later. Genetic modification and other secret weapons against the population. Unconscious elements significantly influence our thought, emotions, and behavior. For example, unresolved trauma and fear can cause a preoccupation with personal issues and upsets, impairing one's ability to complete plans and projects. Secret knowledge has long been utilized for strategic purposes of gaining or maintaining control over people. Those who analyze and develop understanding of human nature may use this knowledge to help or to hinder others' progress. Where does the interest or drive for power arise? Separation thinking, doubt, fear, desire, greed, and lust for power are some of the dynamics of those who pursue dominance. The ego function is that of organizing and delivering one's project or presentation to be recognized. The level of recognition and support one garners determines the degree of influence the person achieves. As with one seeking power, the ego of one in a position of control can get out of hand in strategizing for even greater control and perpetuation of it. Maintaining power for an extended time often involves thoroughly planned hidden methods of deception and manipulation, including propaganda. If those lose effectiveness, brute force may be employed by some in charge who have little compassion for others. In my philosophy of holistic reality, the purpose of life is learning and growing in wisdom, love, and caring for others. We can heal and release our traumas and fears, detoxify, nourish ourselves, avoid sources of hypnotic manipulation, reveal hidden plans and technologies, share knowledge, and prepare together for protecting ourselves from the public poisons while planning improvement of our world. We were born to experience this situation at this time on the planet, and to develop and expand our wisdom in the mission to transform this world for good. More and more people are awakening to awareness of this crucial era in human history. It is time for us to choose to help each other prepare and overcome this challenge of our lifetime. We need to develop strong community relationships through small support groups working together to learn, plan, and prepare for making things better. It is especially critical to stop the dissemination of the deceptions and the public poisons, and to clean up our environment. Well, let me share screen share here of the public poison and other websites I have. If I can get back to the place to do that, here we go. Right. All right, public poisons learning module. Here we have an explanation of what some of the common public poisons are, such as fluoride, vaccines, the geoengineering aerosols that are sprayed in the sky, and how to avoid some of these poisons and learn to take care of ourselves to some degree. So there's a whole lot here that gets into the background of this and talks about all these different poisons that we have experienced in our lives. They're peppered all through our lives, our food supply, our air and water, and our homes. And then reallywell.com is my website for natural health and wellness, for learning how to be healthier and making available many superfoods and antioxidants and different types of equipment, protective equipment, to help us be healthier. At Survive the Changes learning module, survivethechanges.com, get into many more of the aspects of how our world is changing and who is behind that and what they're trying to do. Topics such as social changes, economic changes, earth changes, climate change, geoengineering, and many of these things are manipulated. They aren't just occurring because of the reasons that they're telling us. There's much more to it. So we need to dig in and learn deeper than what you're getting from the mainstream media about these important topics and changes going on, especially the pandemic and viruses. And I have a whole lot of that, including an urgent warning. So please visit awaremore.com, the urgent warning page, if you haven't, to learn more about that and pursue some of the videos there. And then finally, here is the Conglomerate Empire Control System, where I have a full book on this whole cabal of control, a conspiracy for control by crisis, deception, and technology that I've been working on since about 2006. But it's based on knowledge I've gained over the last 50 years. Very thorough, and all with more updating to come. I try to keep this updated on a regular basis, but it's time for another update on that. So I appreciate that you're with me here, and have a good day. Look forward to more of the awaremore.com tour and blog for important information.